Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Comedian Kevin Hart has resigned from his gig hosting this year's Academy Awards after he was attacked by a ravening mob composed of 7 basement dwellers and 412 Russian bots for tweets he sent in 1852 saying that he wouldn't want his son to be gay. President of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, Surly Whiteman, told reporters, quote, "This was a terribly embarrassing incident. We assumed that Kevin, being a black comedian, could be counted on to have the opinions we white elites have assigned to African Americans. But you might say he went off the plantation, and we had to send the dogs after him to bring him back, then we had to whip him, then brand him, then sell him downriver so that other black comedians would not get any ideas about defying us in the future," unquote. Hart's resignation left the Academy scrambling, as Whiteman explained in a statement released to his therapist, quote, "We now have to answer the question, who is homosexual enough to host an antiquated award show that nobody watches, celebrating incomprehensible movies that nobody saw? After all, we have to come up with something to broadcast while normal people are out on dates, watching the reboot of the last Spider-Man reboot as it tries to elevate yet another not quite masculine actor to momentary stardom by having him get bitten on the ass by a radioactive spider," unquote. Hart's resignation marked yet another victory for a faceless mob of social justice warriors who gathered afterward to celebrate at Riviera 31, where they danced the night away costumed as coyotes and pieces of garbage. As head SJW Surly Whiteman, no relation to the Motion Picture Academy president, told reporters while vomiting blood on the men's room floor, quote, "It isn't easy to be small-minded and mindless at the same time, but by golly, we did it. And now, thanks to us, another black man is out of work. What a glorious occasion." Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
I feel hunky-dunky, life is tickety-boo. Birds are winging, also singing, hunky-dunky-dee-doo. Ship-shape, dipsy-topsy, the world is zippity-zing. It's a wonderful day, hurrah, hooray, it makes me want to sing. Oh, hurrah, hooray, oh, hooray, hurrah.
All right, it's today, the grand finale of Another Kingdom, performed by Michael Knowles and written by me, is available to subscribers. You get exclusive access to the last episode titled The Last Dragon. It really is an exciting episode, and the rest of you will get it on Friday. If you're not a subscriber, you won't be able to watch until Friday. So what are you waiting for? It is time to subscribe. We hope you've enjoyed this season of Another Kingdom. Head over to dailywire.com and subscribe to rewatch the first and second seasons and receive premium access to all upcoming content. And if you can't get enough of Michael Knowles, which describes nobody, he'll be on the show later to discuss the craziness that's happening in Brexit. With his friend, you know, Vanity Fair over the weekend, I just saw they called me an old crank. You know, that's such an accurate description of me that it took me a beat before I realized it was supposed to be an insult. But now, you know, I'm afraid I may have said something to offend people at Vanity Fair. And if so, I just want to, you know, say, in the great tradition that we've now developed, I just want to apologize deeply for not caring what they think. All right, now the holiday season is coming, and that means you're going to be in debt. Hooray, you're going to be in debt, and Lightstream can help you, because if you're just using your credit cards and those credit card bills come back and you don't pay them, you are going to see some interest rates that will make you go white. But you can get a credit card consolidation loan with rates as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. That's much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of, get this, over 19% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. This holiday season, save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Andrew. That is LightStream.com/Andrew. Tell him an old Greg sent you. Sorry. Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Andrew for more information. I should actually thank the people at Vanity Fair for giving me a lap. All right. Baby, it's swampy outside. Boy, all weekend long, the swamp has been overreacting. You know, in Empire of Lies, a novel I wrote, one of the characters, Empire of Lies is about how political correctness, it's a thriller about political correctness that makes a oncoming terrorist attack virtually invisible by forcing people not to talk about the things that contribute to terrorist attacks, like in this case, Islamism. And at one point, the hero goes to a university where he's finding out all the things that people can't say. And somebody says this. I'm quoting myself here, which I don't like to do, but it's worth it. He says, these powerful people believe things like one culture is as good as another, or there's no such thing as good and evil. And therefore, if America is at odds or at war with somebody, it must be America's fault. He says, you only have to think about those statements for 2 minutes to see that they can't possibly be true, but these people think they should be true, and they think they'll seem to be true if no one is allowed to say that they're not true. So they attack anyone who says that they're not true. They call him names, racist, sexist, phobic, offensive, whatever. They demand apologies from him. They make his life a misery, so no one wants to speak up. And the hero says, so it's like the emperor's new clothes. And the guy says, right, except instead of clothes, it's the emperor's lies. And in an empire of lies, only a crazy man would speak the truth. And what he goes on to say is, when they destroy you, they don't destroy you for speaking the truth. They destroy you for being crazy, because you have to be a different kind of person, an offbeat, eccentric, or even wild kind of person to speak the truth when you know it's going to cost you your job. And when you're listening to me, you know, my wife scolds me about this. My wife actually says to me, you don't care enough about what people say about you. You don't care enough about your status and your reputation. She's right. I don't. I'm here doing something else. I'm writing and talking as honestly as I know how. It gives me great joy to do it. I've already lost all the Hollywood jobs, and I've gotten the reviews where they call me names. I've got all that stuff. It doesn't mean a thing to me, because I love what I'm doing and it matters to me. And I think it's what God wants me to do. But that's not the usual thing. People can be got. They want what they want. They want the lovely things that they've built. Kevin Hart is a guy who grew up without a mom, without a dad. His dad was a cocaine addict. He went to prison. His mom, raised him. He is the guy that we want Americans to be. He's the guy who overcame, the difficulties of his youth, and he became a big success. He is the all-American guy, right? This is the kind of person we think, like, yeah, this is what we love about America, that he can do it. When he got his job hosting the Oscars, he said, this is my dream job. This is what he worked. He's a kid. He's growing up. He's thinking about being an entertainer. This is a big deal. It is a big deal to him. He wants it. And they go back and they find some tweets where he said, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, stop, that's gay. Okay, so this, oh my goodness, this was too much. And so the whole point about this, it's not about right or wrong. It's certainly not about the fact that it's in the past. It's about the fact that it's all power. It's identity politics is just power. Identity politics is power politics with your face pasted on it as a mask, right? If they know they can take away from this man his dream job, the job this black American worked for all his life and suffered for and did all the stuff that you have to do. And when you go into show business, when you become a writer like me, you're risking a lot. You're risking your life. Most people who do these things could do other things, could do safer things like be a lawyer or a businessman. Being in the arts is a risky, risky profession. This guy made it. He succeeded. And now he's in danger because he said something that he believed at the time, may believe now. He may believe it now that that's the way, you know, he should. It's none of your damn business. And if he tweeted it, he has the right to his opinion. Let me just point out, you know my points of view. On our listenership are always attacking me for not condemning homosexuality. I don't care what other people do with their private life. I've never said whether these things are sinful or not, because I think that's between you and God. And God, as I read the Bible, God has purposely told us that we are not to judge other men's sins. That is not what we are here for. We are here to love one another. We're here to sit down, even with sinners, as Christ did. It's hard for me to, it doesn't tell you in the Bible what Christ said to the sinners when he sat down with them, but I really doubt he harangued them over dinner. It was everybody else saying to him, why are you doing this? And he said, these are the people I've come for. These are the people I've come to collect. And so I feel like it's not my job to make those judgments. It is God's job. And I've worked with so many talented, lovely, wonderful gay people. I don't want to attack anybody or even think about their relationship with God, which is their personal issue, okay? But you have the right to pass judgments on behaviors. You have a right to say what you think about them. You have a right to even make nasty comments. For crying out loud, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to make people more tolerant to silence people. It makes you just more angry. It just enforces lying. It means that now Kevin Hart has to not say the things that he wanted to say. So we saw the usual lynching. It's a lynching. That's what it is. It's a social lynching. First, they come out and Kevin Hart makes this statement. This is cut number 7. He comes out and says, oh, my God, this whole thing is coming back and I don't want to hear about it. Here he is.
Team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset by tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you.
So that's the first thing that everybody says, oh, it was in the past. And this is, they've actually gotten into trouble with this. The Heisman Trophy winner, this lovely guy from Oklahoma U, Kyler Murray's the quarterback there. He won the Heisman Trophy, gave this beautiful speech, thanking God, thanking his coaches, thanking his parents. Obviously a humble guy who's worked so hard for this. USA Today goes out and finds a tweet from when he was 15 years old, in which he used the word queer. He calls somebody queer, that's never, no 15-year-old has ever done this before. but of course, and people jump down their throats, as they should, because he said it when he was 15. I don't care if he said it today. The guy has a right. Part of what defines you is what you don't like. Part of what defines you are the things that you disapprove of. You're perfectly allowed, you should be perfectly allowed without risking your career to have an opinion. It is not like attacking somebody's race, which is the way they're born, is part of the image of God that they are made in. It's not like that. When you attack people's behaviors, when you attack their philosophies, when you criticize them, even when you make jokes about them, you're perfectly within the rights of human interaction. Let us pause here for just a moment and talk about man crates, which I love. They make such great Christmas presents. I know that when, if you're a lady and you go to your boyfriend and you say, what do you want for Christmas? I know what he says. He says, I don't know, because guys never know what they want until they see it. They have no idea. But with man crates, the crate itself is a gift. It comes in this wooden crate. You got to pry it open with a crowbar. So, that's what guys like. Guys would like to be prying open wooden crates with crowbars on Christmas Eve while they get splinters and nails all over the thing and their girlfriends disapprove. That's what we're here for. We're here to make a mess. That is why we're here. And I just love them. I got one for whiskey appreciation that I still use the beautiful glasses they send. I got one for grilling, which I force my friend Owen Brennan, because he's a better griller than I am. I force him to come over and use that one. But it is really good gifts. And listeners to this show can buy one gift and you'll get the second gift for 25% off when you go to mancrates.com/Klavan. This offer is only for the holidays. Buy one gift and get the second 25% off at mancrates.com/Klavan. That's mancrates.com/Klavan. And you have to be a real man to know how to spell Klavan. It's K-L-A-V-A-N. No E's. It's not easy. Believe me. So that's the first statement that Kevin Hart makes, just saying, this is terrible. Then he says, I'm not going to apologize. Here's the second one.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay in my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
So you just know that the next thing, what the next thing is going to be, because, again, this is the guy's dream job. He worked his way to get it. So finally, he steps down. He says, I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars, and he apologizes. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past. I'm sorry that I hurt people. I'm evolving, and I want to continue to do so. I think we all wish at this point that just one of these guys would just say, you know what? Screw you. Screw you. These are my opinions. I have opinions. Sometimes they're not politically correct. This is me. He wants his career. He worked hard to get it. He came up from a hard place. He got the dream. He doesn't want to give it up. People care. If everybody except your humble host cares about what people say about them. And I think that this is, you know, what you're seeing is vicious. And as other people have pointed out, and by the way, the apology will never be enough. A Washington Post opinion piece was called, is it enough? Has he done enough penance? Is it enough or is it just a start? You know, the Washington Post is going to decide how much he has to suffer. Christian Toto, our friend from Toto in Hollywood, the right wing film critic, points out that all these leftists have said all these homophobic things. Chelsea Handler, she used a homophobic attack on Lindsey Graham, saying what kind of video do they have of you performing oral sex that you have to go along with the Republicans. Jimmy Kimmel attacked Sean Hannity, saying, do you prefer to be on top or the bottom with Donald Trump? Sons of Anarchy guy Ron Perlman attacked Senator Rand Paul for saying he was having oral sex and all this stuff. But that's the point, you see. It's not about increasing tolerance about gay people. It is about policing doctrine and punishing the people who essentially disagree. Kevin Hart is a guy who never went along with the killing Trump crowd. I don't know what his politics are. He didn't use those jokes. He didn't do what everybody is doing and virtue signal and send the signal. Yes, I am certified. The white elite can now approve of me because I go along with their opinions. You know, the black community, if there is such a thing as a black community, the black community was part of the reason that even in California moves to attempt legally and constitutionally to institute gay marriage didn't work. Their black community showed up and voted against it. They had strong feelings about it. And, you know, it's white elites who are imposing these ideas. But again, it is not about tolerance. It's not about anything. It's the swamp. It is the swamp saying we are the dictators of opinion, of thought. We are the ones who decree what you can say, what you can do, how you can succeed, what kind of person you have to be to succeed. Which brings us to Donald Trump, because the thing is, going back to where I started, in an empire of lies, only a crazy man will tell the truth. And they sent Donald Trump specifically because he's so offbeat. He is such a guy with bad manners, so he doesn't care about political correctness, a guy who's not always the most moral person in the world, so scandal can't touch him because we all already know what he is, right? So this weekend, or at the end of last week, not just the Mueller investigation, but the federal attorneys for the Southern District of New York, to whom Mueller has passed on aspects of the investigation, sent sentencing guidelines into the court, including sentencing guidelines about Michael Cohen. Now, before I get to this, let me get to a story that was obviously leaked to CNN because they wanted it reported by a friendly source first, but it's obviously going to come out in other places. Emails that went back and forth between the FBI director and Rod Rosenstein at Justice, in which they said, this is CNN reporting, right? In the hectic 8 days after Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and top FBI officials viewed Trump as a leader who needed to be reined in, according to two sources describing the sentiment at the time. Now, you know these sources are giving this to a friendly source, CNN, Swamp News, right? CNN is Swamp News. They're the news from the swamp, by the swamp. You're leaking this to protect themselves. They discussed a range of options. This is Rod Rosenstein at Augustus talking to FBI officials, including the idea of Rosenstein wearing a wire while speaking with Trump, which Rosenstein later denied. Ultimately, then-acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe took the extraordinary step of opening an obstruction of justice investigation even before special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed, the sources said. The obstruction probe was an idea the FBI had previously considered, but it didn't start until after Comey was fired. So they were talking about this even before Comey was fired. My point here is everything you're hearing is the Justice Department and the FBI, our law enforcement agency, deciding that this was a president who needed to be reined in. The guy that you elected needed to be reined in. You sent an offbeat oddball, a guy who wasn't clubbable, who wasn't one of the elites, who wasn't a guy that people were going to be seen with. They thought that, you know, it was nice of you to vote for him. Thanks very much. But we are going to reverse this election. We're going to reverse the effects of this election by starting an investigation that will rein him in. Just imagine if the FBI had been caught doing that to Barack Obama, who certainly violated all kinds of rules of constitutional governance, his IRS scandal and all the rest. He violated all this. Just imagine if the FBI had said, we're going to rein this guy in. So when you hear what I say next, you should understand that this is all part of the program of the swamp to rein this guy in. And, you know, it is not a point about whether he's a good person. You know what I think of his morals and the way he's lived his life. It's not whether he's nice. It's not even whether he has done stuff that we don't like. It's the motive. It is the motive. It is not about, just in the same way, it's not about whether Kevin Hart or anybody else used the word queer or said something about gay people. It's not about that. It's about power. It is about using those things for power, because it doesn't count when the other side does them, right? So in this sentencing guideline, they essentially say that Michael Cohen was guilty of violating federal election law by paying off some of the dames that Trump was sleeping with and didn't want it going around. And here's Andy McCarthy, who has been absolutely the gold standard on reporting on this. Here he is talking to Fox about what exactly he thinks this means. This is cut number three.
The Southern District of New York case, which is different from the Mueller case on Cohen, they are clearly going after the president on campaign finance violations. Yeah. And I think if you read the sentencing memo the Southern District filed in Cohen's case, it's clear that Trump is the target and he'll be indicted eventually. The guidance the Justice Department has is that a sitting United States president can't be indicted. So the president's not supposed to get an advantage from being president. All we say is that he can't be put through the criminal process while he's president. So I think what can happen is they can indict him and he could be tried down the road when he's out of office. Now, you know, there could be real problems about that, particularly if he gets reelected. The statute of limitations on this would have long run by the time he gets out of office. But will he be charged? Are they setting the stage to file charges against him? If you read that sentencing memo, I can't come to any other conclusion.
See, because in an empire of lies, only the crazy man will speak the truth. Because they come after you for your crazy, not for your truth, there's always a legitimacy to it. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let me talk about calming comfort weighted blankets. I told you over the we have one of these at home. I have to admit, it actually does help you sleep. It is a weighted blanket, so it feels like being hugged. You put it on top of yourself, and you feel like Linus with his security blanket. It just is a warm, lovely feeling. At Thanksgiving, everybody was passing around, trying it out, and you just heard them going like, ah, ooh, I love this. The luxurious weighted blanket helps you relax so you can fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. It mimics the soothing feeling of being hugged for less stress, a restful night's sleep, and you experience that great feeling of being cuddled. And, you know, I'm a cuddly guy. Hey, I'm a cuddly guy, and I want to be cuddled, and this gives you that feeling. The Common Comfort weighted blanket comes with a 90-day, anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life, guaranteed from Sharper Image. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com and use promo code Klavan at checkout to receive 15% off the displayed price. Again, that's calmingcomfortblanket.com, promo code Klavan. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go online now at calmingcomfortblanket.com and use promo code Klavan for your special discount today. So you too will say, ah, how do you spell Klavan? It's K-L-A-V-A-N. So again, you know, Trump sent out a tweet when this all this stuff came out, totally clears the president, thank you. That's not the point. And the point is also, you know, some people on the right were saying, how can you call this a federal campaign violation if Trump has been paying off women all along? He has, and he has been. That's probably true. But we should also think about the fact that that's our president, right? That's the kind of president we had to elect to fight with the swamp, because in an empire of lies, only a crazy man will tell the truth, only a guy like Trump. And so now they're going after him for his crazy. And we have to make sure not to get on the crazy train with him, but to defend him from what is essentially a power grab. Now, of course, the media reacted with their usual restraint. Let's listen to them. This is cut four.
If precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump will be, must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed in the Michael Cohen case. What does it take to get an impeachment, a hearing against this president? He's accused of federal crimes by federal prosecutors in New York City.
The House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
Democracy is at stake. And it seems to me if Democrats don't take their responsibilities seriously, they will be held responsible for what's happening.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings into the conduct of the president of the United States.
Stop the hammering.
The hammering will never stop. They will never stop. Now, here's the thing, you know. I'm not condoning paying off your cheap women that you cheated on your wife with, you know, to keep them silent. And the idea that this, that we as right wingers should suddenly sit around and say like, yeah, cool. No, that's not the point. The point is that only a guy, they are so powerful. They are so willing to destroy you. As we saw with Kevin Hart, they're so willing to take a man. Doesn't matter. Does it matter that he's a black man who worked his way up to get there? No, it does not. Does it matter that the kid who won the Heisman Trophy, same thing? Nope, absolutely not. It is what you are allowed to say. It is making sure that you all tote the line, that we're all living on their plantation. That's the whole point. And if you don't think so, just think back to the fact that the Obama campaign underreported like $2 million in campaign contributions, and there were campaign contributions that were above the limit, and the Justice Department fined them. They gave them a fine, $375,000, which was nothing compared to the fact that it was a $1 billion operation. It was nothing, you know? And so now they say, well, it's different now. It's different. And then we had, you know, remember Dinesh D'Souza made that, what was it, like 20 grand? And they threatened him with 15 years in prison. They finally forced him to spend time in that, you know, confinement facility where he had to go back and sleep in basically a prison-like environment. And until Trump pardoned him. But then when Rosie O'Donnell was found doing, that's different. It's different. It's only about this. It is only about their power. It is only about the fact that their power has been challenged. And it's always this. Now they're going to go after Trump on a sex charge. They're going to impeach him on a campaign violation and a sex charge. They'll probably do it, but it's going to be fun to watch, because just remember, a lot of the guys who are in there now, like Jerry Nadler, who's calling for impeachment, he was defending Clinton. So you can't impeach a man for his private sexual life. You can't do that. So the hypocrisy, of course, is thick. It's all about the swamp defending itself. It is all about the empire of lies. They know that the kind of person who will attack the empire of lies are people like me, who are just not quite like other people. And sometimes people like me are okay. I'm not a Trump. I'm not a guy who's sleeping around and paying people off. That's not my gig. But I am not paying attention. I am clearly not paying attention to what people are saying about me. And I haven't been all these years. So I'm a little different than everybody else. But if you're different, it's pretty clear you're going to be eccentric. It's pretty clear you're going to say things that aren't in keeping with the standards, and they're going to be able to get you. You're going to be vulnerable, and Trump is vulnerable, and the swamp is coming after him to get him. And the outcome is in doubt. We don't know what's going to happen or how much, but the point is, my only point is, it's not about the law. It's not about protecting gay people. It is just about preserving their power. And we're going to talk to Michael Knowles about how they're trying to preserve their power in England by stopping Brexit. That's coming up. First, I got to say goodbye to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're not subscribing, come to dailywire.com and subscribe. You'll get Another Kingdom, which is coming to its shattering conclusion even as we speak. And you'll get Knowles' show and Shapiro's show, and you'll get to be in the mailbag. I'll answer all your questions, solve all your problems. It's just a lousy 10 bucks a month or 100 bucks for the year. And for the year, you get the Leftist Tears Tumblr. But the most important thing is you have that money and we want it. So send it to us now. So there was an article in The Federalist about the French riots, which are still going on, and Emmanuel Macron, I never know how it was Macron, has been backing down and backing down. He promised he was never going to be beaten up by the rioters, but he was. And so now he's backing down about the gas tax and all this stuff, his pro-business stuff. But there was an article in The Federalist by Auguste Marat. And he was saying that what this really is about is the fact that France has lost its soul. And because France has lost its soul, it's losing its body, its people. He's talking about losing their religion, its people, communities, business, and infrastructure. And what we're seeing is a collapse in Europe of all their standards, all the things that made them what they are, Christendom and all this. And Britain is fighting to try and get its independence back from this absolute juggernaut that is the EU, with its leftist kind of bland, anti-religious, regulatory state. And they are doing just like they're doing everything here. The swamp is doing everything here to get its power back. Same thing is happening in England. Michael Knowles. What a lovely sweater.
Oh, this old thing? This is the old crank official
old crank.
Merry Christmas sweater at the Daily Wire store.
It really did. I saw that and I thought, well, that's true. Yeah. You know, I am. And I, you know.
Nailed it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But then I realized they were actually being mean.
They were trying to. I was confused. They called me a dapper lib-triggering troll.
That's true.
I'll take it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's relatively pretty good. I've never heard of a troll described as dapper, but I'll take it.
Well, I would have liked to have been a dapper old crank. I wouldn't have said no to what on earth? Like, you know, it's funny. Those guys were in Clinton's pocket. Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
It was a Clinton publication. I know people who wrote for them or tried to write for them. And if you said anything about Bill, you were shut down fast, you know? And so, like, they're just a dishonest publication.
Why
are they attacking us?
Well, they're a dishonest publication, yeah. And it was a very long profile, but I got the impression she had never watched the shows. The only one they referenced was one episode of our backstage show.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that they didn't quite watch it. It was obviously going to be a hit piece coming from Vanity Fair, but that's fine. I mean, Donald Trump made it to the presidency on hit pieces, so come at me, bro.
It really is true. You know, I wrote a piece once about Rush Limbaugh in the LA Times, and it was called The Rush Limbaugh Challenge. And what it said was, all the people attacking Rush Limbaugh have never listened to Rush Limbaugh.
That's right.
I know them.
Yep.
They're only quoting these little lines that have come out from the left against
Media
Rush Limbaugh.
Whatever.
Right. And so I said, I challenge you to listen to him. So the LA Times responded. They ran the piece, and then they responded by running the opposite piece of people attacking me. And it was all left-wingers, like the guy who did All in the Family. What was his name?
Rob Reiner?
No, not Rob.
Norman
Reiner.
Lear.
Norman Lear.
Norman Lear.
It was like all guys like Norman Lear attacking me, saying, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh, and then using those quotes, those pull quotes from the left. And I thought, damn it, I knew I was right. So let them come.
Let them come. Bring them on. They're now going after Brexit.
What is going on? It's like she's going to lose this, isn't she?
Yes, she is going to lose this.
Yeah.
People are so confused over what this is, because there isn't even just one Brexit deal. Well, there isn't even, what is the Brexit? The Brexit was a referendum vote on June 23rd, 2016, over two years ago now, for Britain to leave the European Union. The European Union, the supranational, transnational body, which imposes its will on sovereign nations from Brussels, from totally unaccountable bureaucrats, on how many immigrants you have to take in, on what trade deals you have to accept,
how much salt you put in your potato chips,
every slew, the European Court of Justice, all of these regulations coming down from Brussels. And so that was the vote. Then there was an agreement text for how this Brexit was going to work that was agreed to in November of this year. So it took them 2 years, but they figured out an agreement. And the agreement is terrible. The agreement is not a Brexit. It is Brexit in name only. It fails to achieve what the people voted for, which is classic European politics.
Right, of course. That's how they do it. That's
the people
how
express their will, and then
that's how they do. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So there was supposed to be a vote today on the agreement that was agreed to by Brussels and by London to leave the EU. Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, had to pull it because she didn't have the votes. She didn't have the votes on the left. She didn't have the votes among the Tories either. So now we have a few different options. We can have a no-deal Brexit, so there's no agreement. It just happens. And then the EU is left temporarily without any trading partners with chaos all around. Then there's the other option, which is a last-minute renegotiation. That's what May thinks she's going to get right now. She's flying all over Europe right now trying to get people to give her a better Brexit deal. And the final option is another referendum. This is what George Soros wants. Soros has, and this is no conspiracy theory.
Right.
Soros has publicly talked about this. He is campaigning for another Brexit vote next year because the left is going to count those votes until they get it right.
Man, see, you're just anti-Semitic.
That's
Soros,
it. You're
Soros
right.
Soros is a deeply devout Jew.
An orthodox practicing Jew. That's right. Yeah. What is wrong with this deal? This deal that May negotiated with Brussels. She had these red lines. And these red lines are a lot like Barack Obama's red lines in Syria. They get a little pink, then they get a little clear, and they're transparent.
They're gone,
So one was that Britain will leave the single market and the regulations imposed by the European Union. According to this new Brexit deal, okay, that happens. But then Britain has to agree to a common rule book, which just coincidentally are all of the European Union's single market regulations.
No kidding.
Seriously.
So it's non-Brexit.
It is not. So that's
non-Brexit. When Theresa May said Brexit means Brexit, what she meant was Brexit.
Or something like that. Yeah, something like Brexit. I mean, it says Britain was supposed to leave the customs union and be able to have free trade deals with non-EU members. What's going to happen under this deal is that Britain is going to stay indefinitely in that customs union, and it will only be able to leave by the consent of the EU. Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
EU ain't going to give it. It said that Britain was going to have to be out of the Court of Justice, the European Court of Justice. Guess what happens? Well, under this deal, they're going to stay in the ECJ on regulations and trade, and the UK courts are going to have to follow their rulings. But it's still a Brexit.
Wow, really?
Oh,
really?
Yes.
So this was a total failure.
It's
on
a
her
farce.
Part.
It's a total farce.
And she just, she lost her majority, right?
Yeah.
She lost her. So she just, does she not have the power to do it? Or if she followed Brexit, if she went in and got a hard Brexit, what would happen? Would she get the votes then?
Well, she voted to remain. She voted against Brexit. She said ever since she took control as prime minister, she's going to advance Brexit. But a lot of Tories, a lot of people in her party did not want this. And so,
and a lot of people on the left do, you know.
And a lot of people on the left do.
They think they're too pro-business, basically.
That's right. You know, the right opposes the European Union because of sovereignty,
right,
because of questions of liberty. The left opposes it because they view it as cronyism, corporate capitalism. They think it's an impediment to nationalizing certain industries.
Uh-huh.
So it's got opposition on both sides.
Yeah.
What will happen if they... So they're predicting that the sky will fall if there's a no-deal Brexit.
Oh, they've been predicting this forever.
Forever and ever. What is really going to happen? There almost certainly will be some limited chaos in the short term. I mean, if it goes, this could affect air travel. This could affect certainly, obviously, trade. Instantly, trade deals are going to disappear. The big worry is the backstop. So what the backstop plan is avoiding a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Sure.
The Republic of Ireland stays in the EU. Northern Ireland leaves as part of the Brexit.
Right.
So they're saying, well, if there's going to be a hard border, it's going to divide up Ireland. It's unworkable. And they're not going to do a hard border, so there's no real Brexit. Nonsense. This is total nonsense. There was a common travel area for 50 years before this.
That is
a made-up worry.
So much of this trade stuff, they keep saying, we'll have no trade with the rest of Europe. I thought, like, why? Because they won't have boats? You
know, that's right,
How will we get across the channel without a, you know?
I mean, it's not going to be an economic catastrophe.
Right.
They'll just negotiate trade deals. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's say that there is in the short run. This is the argument. Let's say that in the short run, stocks take a hit, the pound takes a hit, whatever. The question is sovereignty. The question is who runs your country. is your country being run
right.
by unaccountable bureaucrats out of Brussels who have nothing to do with you or your yep. traditions
and
or
who,
your
by the way, who, by the way, profit in a decline. In a decadent world, the elites do well.
That's right.
You know, that's right.
That's exactly
right. It's the guys in the middle of the country, it's the guys who work for a living who get screwed.
That's right. Yeah. And so what are you going to, you know, what are you going to prioritize? What I look at this as a terrible, scary lesson that, yeah. that Americans should take. When you enter into these supranational, international organizations, you can't leave.
You know, it's funny. There are people, especially on the right, but there are people who look back and say that Lincoln was wrong when he elevated the Union above liberty, and that the Confederacy should have been able to leave. And of course, it's the evil of slavery that only makes that issue confusing, because right. we all knew that this had to end, and it was an absolute crime against humanity. It had to be stopped, and all this. But if you leave that out for a minute, if you can mentally put that aside, the Confederacy, the states entered into that agreement with the thought, if we don't like it, we can leave. And the fact that it became a civil war actually was a violation of that original agreement. Once you're in, you can't, you know, it's like the mob, you know, they,
right.
they,
once
they
you're
pull
in,
you back yeah. out. Just when you think you're out, they pull you
Big
back
man.
In.
I don't know, I'm confusing a few movies here, yeah. but that's certainly right. And I, you know, rather even than some normative judgment about it, this should be this way, it shouldn't be this way, there's just a positive realization. This is the way that these organizations work.
Yep, yep.
Once you are in them, it is virtually impossible to get out of them.
And if you look at the history of Europe, yeah. Britain has a history of not getting involved with things that all the rest of Europe has gotten involved with, like the Inquisition, right. like the Napoleon, like the Napoleonic conquest, like the Nazis. You know, there's one right. thing. There's again and again these bad things, like a stain of spread over Europe. This little island in the North Sea has actually stayed clear of them, and they're actually following in that tradition. They're more connected to us than they are to the rest of Europe.
That's exactly right. And I think there are some people even on the right who have this romantic notion of a unified Europe, the unified
right.
West.
Right.
And I get it. I totally get it. I loved like the Roman Empire. I like various parts in the Middle Ages. I like various empires that right. existed. But look at what it is now. Look at what a united Europe looks like now. It's not a united Christendom. It's not a united common culture or anything like that. It is this secular, weak, awful, leftist, decadent, environmentalist, yeah. whatever ism you want to attach to it, that is being run by Germany. That's the other side of
that's
it.
That's right. They won. I know. They won. Actually won.
And they fought one war against the They fought another war against the entire world, and then we just gave it to them.
Now, you know, this with letting all the Islamic immigrants in, anti-Semitism is spreading. Germany is getting everything they want. it just took them. You know, I always used to say, if anybody really wanted to get rid of the Jews, you'd just be nice to them and they'd assimilate. Because you keep killing them, they said, "No, I'm still here."
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You know what our show is ending? Another Kingdom. This is it.
This is it. You know, I was at church. I was at a church in Orange County yesterday, yeah. and someone heard me speaking, and she yeah. goes, "Michael, I is like, that's you, isn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." She goes, "I love the show." I said, "Thank you." This has happened to me on multiple occasions.
yeah,
I've told you.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, thank you. Though that's very nice. I love doing the show." She goes, "Yeah, you got to tell Drew. It's so good. I'm on episode 8. I'm a little behind."
That is great, and the numbers yeah. have been terrific. I mean, people really seem to be loving it.
That's right. Yeah. So this is the last one, and I will say, because I didn't write it,
yeah.
that I can be boastful about it. It's so good.
Ah,
the
well,
last episode yeah. is so
it's,
good.
It was powerful
it's,
stuff, yeah.
It's just excellent. Yeah. So if you're a subscriber, you get to watch it now. And if not, haha.
Subscribe. What are you talking about on your show?
Today, yeah. I'm going to apologize for everything I've ever said. I'm really sorry. Just a little preview. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never say anything again.
I'm just sorry I don't care that they don't like me. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
I feel bad about that. All right. Thank you. I'll see you. I'll talk to you later.
Good to see you.
Our crappy culture. Well, I have to end with this. This is one of my favorite things, is climate change. I don't actually believe that climate change is a hoax. I think that what is a hoax are the leftist policies that will not do anything about climate change, the power grabs for oil business, the power grabs for control over our energy. That's the hoax. I mean, obviously, the climate is changing. I'm sure that human enterprise has something to do. It contributes to that. I mean, we are making changes in the environment, but without going back to living in caves, that's just going to always be the truth. But the But the thing that they're fighting for is not to save the climate, just like they're not fighting for tolerance to gay people. They're fighting to make sure they have control over your thoughts. They're not fighting to enforce the law on Donald Trump. They're fighting to make sure he doesn't take their power away. In the same way, they're not fighting for the climate. They're simply fighting for that power grab. And you can see it in this guy. I love this cut. This is Jacob Ward. He is the new technology reporter for NBC. And he talks about recent disasters and why they should be great because they bring climate change to you personally.
I'm so conflicted on this issue because on the one hand, it's good news in a sense that we can feel it in our lives now, that we're beginning to see floods and wildfires and all sorts of things that are directly being produced by the forces at work here in our changing climate. And yet at the same time, scientists have always said to us that by the time we actually tangibly feel it in our own lives, it's kind of too late. And so there's a real sort of mixed blessing here in the fact that we're actually experiencing it day to day now.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of the elite. It is good news that we're having wildfires and floods because it brings climate change home. And it's a little bad news because it might be too late, but it's not bad news because you're being killed. It's not bad news because people are losing their homes. It's not bad news because people are drowning or burning up. Now, of course, there have always been fires and floods. It's the climate, and we can't control these things. So it's not even proof of anything. The fact we've always suffered from this, it is simply the narrative that this is getting worse under climate change. I'm not even sure that that is true of fires. I mean, fires are spreading for all kinds of different reasons. But he just never, the one thing that he never mentioned in there were the sufferers. I mean, how is it could be good news for people to lose their homes, for people to die in fires, for people to be washed away? He said it's good news because it's bringing climate change home. It's bad news because it may be too late. But it was never bad news because anybody was getting hurt. That is the voice of the elites. They do not care what's happening to you. They just want their damn power. Give it to them. Give them the power now. All right. We will be back. I won't be back tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking up in Silicon Valley at their Liberty Club in Silicon Valley. If you're around, come and visit and I'll be there talking. So I'm going to do Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. I'll have a Friday show this week, but Tuesday I'm gone. So I'll see you on Wednesday. Get your mailbag questions in. I should have said this before. Get your mailbag questions in. Go to dailywire.com, hit the podcast button, hit the Andrew Klavan podcast, hit the little mailbag symbol, ask your questions. I will answer them. My answers are guaranteed 100% correct and will change your life on occasion for the better. I'm Andrew Klavan. This is The Andrew Klavan Show. The Andrew Klavan Show is produced by Robert Sterling. Executive producer, Jeremy Boring. Senior producer, Jonathan Hay. Our supervising producer is Mathis Glover. Technical producer, Austin Stevens. Edited by Alex Zingaro. Audio is mixed by Mike Cormina. Hair and makeup is by Jesua Alvera. And our animations are by Cynthia Angulo and Jacob Jackson. The Andrew Klavan Show is a Daily Wire Forward Publishing production. Copyright Forward Publishing 2018.
I'm Michael Knowles, host of The Michael Knowles Show, and I would like to personally apologize for every single thing that I have ever said. We will get into the culture of apologies and when apologies aren't good enough. Then, the Mueller bombshell that wasn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez identifies as a trans Jew, white people are banned from a retreat in Costa Rica, and Pope Francis wants to rewrite the Lord's Prayer. Check it all out at dailywire.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.